Our top story this hour, an update on the second round of stimulus checks. Secretary of Treasury Steve Mnuchin testified before a House subcommittee urging Congress to appropriate more money toward the pandemic. Now, talks between the House, Senate, and the White House stalled weeks ago, but movement could come next week. Lawmakers need to reach a deal by September 21st for Americans to see a check by October 1, and that money certainly needed. The grocery store industry, for example, is reporting a decline in spending, indicating that Americans are hurting for cash. The shift in food spending comes after that $600 a week extra unemployment money stopped back in July. Mnuchin says if both sides make progress, he will meet.
Well, we were glad to just watch the speaker and hear her say that she wants to get a deal and she wants to compromise, because we do agree legislation is better for the American people. We are very focused on kids and jobs, and these are critical issues. Despite the fact that we had a very good jobs number this morning, there are still too many people that are out of work at no fault of their own because of this coronavirus.
For more on today's developments on a second stimulus check, let's go live to News Nation's Washington, D.C. correspondent Joe Khalil. Joe.
Yeah, and Rob, I want to be very clear here. Congressional Democrats and the White House are still stalled on these negotiations. There was some daylight, but they are still stalled. Still, though, a really good opportunity today to get to talk to Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, to be able to ask him questions. He is also the White House's chief negotiator on these stimulus measures. So certainly an opportunity to ask him questions, to sort of grill him and see where the White House is on stimulus measures and also where they are on the recovery.
We are sensitive to the fact there is more work to be done, and certain areas of the economy require additional relief.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin was back on Capitol Hill Tuesday, answering questions about the pandemic and when the American people can expect more stimulus help.
A bipartisan agreement still should be reached and would provide substantial funds.
Mnuchin said the White House wants to provide more funding for schools, unemployment, COVID testing, small businesses, and more. Last month, the White House supported a $1 trillion package, while Democrats came down from a $3 trillion to a $2.2 trillion plan.
And let's find a number close to the two numbers we both already agree on.
Republican Senator Roy Blunt says both parties should work together on measures they both consider common goals. And he introduced a smaller stimulus bill to do just that.
The bill I've been working on, how do we get people back to school? How do we get people back to work?
But Democrats say it's not enough.
The most important step we can take to fix the economy in the long term is to get the pandemic under control.
Democrat Jim Clyburn, chairman of the Select Committee on the Coronavirus, says coming up short on stimulus spending will have a devastating long-term impact on the economy.
Yet the administration has refused to agree to the HEROES Act or to any meaningful compromise.
Democrat Jamie Raskin says any stimulus package must provide money to state and local governments, which the Republican plan doesn't do.
State governments are being forced to cannibalize their rainy day funds. They're cutting essential services.
Raskin says without it, police and fire departments will suffer and many communities will lose jobs. But Mnuchin says states should manage with the hundreds of billions they've already received in stimulus.
There are many states that are hoarding the money because they want to use it for lost revenues. Let's deal with and fund the issue we have now, and next year we can worry about if more money is needed.
Now, interestingly, Senate Republicans are talking about bringing their own version of a stimulus package to the Senate floor potentially next week. It would be a much smaller version, however, only about $500 billion in that one. They would, of course, need some of their fellow Democrats to be partnering with them if they were even to bring it up for debate on the floor. In Washington, Joe Khalil, News Nation.